Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Cases of COVID climb again in the USA. Russia tests a new space weapon. The country's largest meat producer is raising prices to offset inflation. The U.S. marriage rate falling to record lows. Also ahead, the fall of CNN. But first, COVID returning to some parts of the country. Infections up 18% nationwide. Hardest hit regions, Midwest and Northeast. In Vermont, the number of cases went from 45 in early August to 355 this week, an increase of nearly 700%. Previous hotspots are cooling down, however. The lowest rates in the country are now found in Florida, Texas, and the Carolinas. Moscow launching an anti-satellite missile into space, the warhead smashing into a target miles above the Earth, sending thousands of pieces of debris into orbit. The test comes as Russia amasses troops along its border with Ukraine, Poland also deploying soldiers to stop thousands of illegal migrants directed by Putin trying to cross into the European Union. Mr. Putin claiming the buildup is his response to NATO drills in the region. Keep your eye on this. Putin senses weakness from President Biden. Tyson Foods hiking prices heading into the holidays. The nation's biggest meat producer charging 19% more for poultry, 33% more for beef, pork up 38%. Farmers blaming increased costs, most packing facilities operating at 50% capacity. Americans now bracing for the most expensive Thanksgiving dinner in history. Cost of turkey up 20% compared to last year. Folks tying the knot in the USA falling to historic lows. Recent study by the National Center for Health shows 6 new marriages for every 1,000 people. The least since the feds began keeping records way back in 1867. Researchers blame the trend on pandemic and financial hardships. Also, the decline of organized religion. The number of Americans who identify as atheist or agnostic rising from 17% to 26% in the last decade. In a moment, huge decline at CNN. We'll tell you why. Right back.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone, or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/Baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/Baker.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, bad times at CNN. With worldwide distribution, the cable news network is a very powerful brand. We all know that. But in the USA, ratings at CNN are going down fast. In October 2016, CNN averaged almost 2 million viewers every night. That was the Trump surge. In October 2021, 5 years later, CNN had a paltry 700,000 viewers, a 63% audience decline. Now, CNN has 36 bureaus around the world, about 4,000 employees. A man named Jeff Zucker is president of CNN Worldwide. In February of this year, he announced he would step down by the end of the year. Zucker is paid about $6 million a year. The highest paid anchor is said to be Anderson Cooper, with an annual salary of $15 million, followed by Wolf Blitzer at $5 million, John King at $2 million. I don't believe the Cooper number, as his daily audience has never been large. Total annual revenue at CNN, according to Forbes magazine, $1.7 billion as compared to Fox News, $2.9 billion. Now, the reason CNN is losing so many viewers is that it is no longer a news agency. Every single one of CNN's anchors is liberal. Not one conservative or independent. All are leftists. That has alienated some viewers around the world who are looking for information without ideology. Also, CNN was so hateful against President Donald Trump, it branded itself as irresponsible. Even if you don't like Mr. Trump, his treatment on CNN was savage. Zucker and the other managers are, of course, responsible. And they have ruined a once credible news organization. Now, it is essentially propaganda all day, every day. And that is a real disservice to this country. Americans need honest information. That doesn't mean you have to be milquetoast and boring and straddle the middle on all issues. It doesn't mean you can't have robust debate and commentary and you can't have a point of view. It does mean that you have to try at least to have some semblance of balance, and CNN does not. It traffics exclusively in pro-liberal, anti-conservative propaganda. That's what it does, and it has destroyed itself. RIP CNN. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Sir Paul McCartney, releasing a new book this month. The hardcover is titled The Lyrics, 1956 to the Present. It features the backstory behind 150 of McCartney's best-known songs. Despite breaking up more than 50 years ago, the Beatles remain one of the most popular bands on the planet. Beginning in 1963, the Fab Four, as they were called, racked up sales of 1.6 billion singles, 600 million albums, 25 number one records, and the song Yesterday by McCartney has been covered professionally more than 3,000 times. Apple Records, the Beatles' holding company, is controlled by McCartney, Ringo Starr, and the estates of John Lennon and George Harrison. And Apple continues to push out the products. The label routinely reissues old albums, sells custom instruments, video games, virtual concerts, even attractions in Las Vegas. They licensed songs to films, TV, commercials. The show Mad Men, for example, paid $250,000 to use a 30-second clip of the Lennon-McCartney song Tomorrow Never Knows in one episode. If you can believe it, the Beatles were the top-selling rock band last year. In total, the group racked up $90 million in sales in 2021. As per their 1968 business agreement, the money was split evenly between McCartney's star, Lennon's widow Yoko Ono, and Harrison's widow Olivia. The Beatles even have a new movie coming out. The Disney-produced documentary called Get Back features 56 hours of edited material as the band recorded music for the album Abbey Road. The Beatles remain the most popular rock band in the world, ranked by Rolling Stone magazine. And here's something else you might not know. Outside Apple Records, Paul McCartney's production company owns the rights to more than 3,000 songs, including Buddy Holly's entire catalog and music from Broadway shows Guys and Dolls and Grease. McCartney is rock and roll's wealthiest musician by far, estimated worth $1.2 billion. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.